Well, praise God. Amen. Worshiping the Lord, praying in the Spirit. Father God, we thank you for your anointing in this place. We thank you for your healing anointing. We thank you for saving us, Jesus. We thank you for sending your wonderful Holy Spirit into our lives when we accepted you as our Lord and Savior. We thank you for the faith. We thank you for authority over Satan, sickness and disease and poverty and principalities and powers. We thank you, Lord, where two are gathered, there you are. And we expect your Shekinah glory to fill this place, Lord, and touch those who need to be touched, because you are Lord, you are King. You are the Son of the Most High God, and we exalt and lift you up by your Spirit today. So we give you praise and honor and glory for what you're doing right now, Lord. Not after I preach, but what you're doing right now in people's lives, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise you. Yeah, you can give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, I've been preaching on what Jesus said, and I'm going to continue that today. If you ever want to find out and get some power in your life, you got to find out what Jesus said in different given situations. And that has to be where your faith is. Regardless of what you believe, if you don't believe in healing, if you don't believe in prayer, whatever you believe, you must release your faith and believe and accept what Jesus says. That's the finished product. And that's where I walk, and there's many things I don't always agree in the Bible, but I have to believe, and I read from Matthew to Revelation, and I look at everything that Jesus said, covering all these different subjects, whether it be healing, whether it be, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you can ask what you have, and you can have it, and so on and so forth. So Jesus said many, many things, and sometimes we get into ourselves, and we start reasoning with self about what this means or what that means and so on and so forth. But God today wants to awaken you by the Holy Spirit and take what Jesus said. For example, if you're reasoning with yourself and you're reasoning yourself away from the Word of God, you must speak up by the renewed mind and say, no, Jesus said. Jesus said there is miracles. Jesus said there is gifts. Jesus said there is fruits. And on and on and on and on and on. And if you can do this, you can keep yourself out of a lot of trouble. You know, when Jesus was tempted and he was taken by the Holy Spirit out into the desert and he was tested and so on and so forth. You know the reason why he never gave in? He had no desires in that area. Amen? Hallelujah. So if you don't want to get tempted this week, find out what your desires are. Are your desires in what Jesus said? Or are your desires for maybe looking at things on the computer or this? Because if your desires are there, that's where he'll tempt you, him being Satan. Amen? And so God wants you to understand that. That's the reason why Jesus didn't fall in the desert, because he had no desires there. So the whole process of doing what Jesus said, renewing the mind, is to get you to a spiritual place where you understand that what Jesus said is what you're going to believe. You're going to release your faith. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. So we're going to look at some things today in Scripture and just let the Word minister to us. And I know it'll bless you, and I know you'll leave here refreshed. Hallelujah. Amen? So open your Bibles, if you would, please, Jerry, to Mark 16. Mark. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. So we're going to learn to have faith in what Jesus said. Not what my reasoning or your reasoning is. We can get around to 5 or 6 people or 10 people, have Bible study. We can all have opinions about things. But it really comes back down to what Jesus said. What he said about tithing, what he said about healing, what he said about knowledge, what he said about wisdom. Whatever he said, that's where your faith has to be. He's given us a measure of faith to have faith in what he said, not in our reasoning. Are you listening? So he didn't give us that faith for us to have faith in our own natural reasoning about God. The mind is a beautiful thing, but it ain't worth a flip when it comes to God, because it doesn't understand God. And so we're going to look at Mark 16 here, starting with verse 14. Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief, hardness of heart. Can you imagine? Just 3 days. They had unbelief and hard heart that he hadn't risen from the dead. Just 3 days. And they walked with him and saw all the miracles and everything else. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that if we don't get in the Word of God daily, and we don't speak the Word of God daily, unbelief will enter in, hard heart will enter into your heart, into your life. It really will. It won't take very long. If you get away from reading the Word of God. Now, I was telling someone this morning, I usually start with Matthew and go all the way to Revelation, reading the Word of God. And then when I get to the end of Revelation, I go back and start with Matthew again. Many times I read some things in the Old Testament, but I read Matthew all the way on, because that's the things that Jesus spoke. And that's the blood covenant, and that's what God wants us to learn. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to teach us. Amen? And so I'm constantly in the Word of God, and I'm constantly trying to get my mind renewed. And guess what? There's always some new revelation. If I read Matthew 10 times, 11th time, there's something different there. And so you ought to learn, and when you start to read the Word of God, ask the Holy Spirit to help you, to teach you and counsel you. Amen? So later he appeared to 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief, hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they shall cast out demons, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it by no means hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So after that, verse 19, the Lord had spoken to them. He was received up into heaven, sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord working with them, confirming the word through accompanying signs. And that's what God is. He's a God of signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. So as we go through the school of the Holy Spirit, we go through this process of releasing our faith and the things that Jesus said, and we start growing up. You know, Peter at one point had all kinds of problems. He was denying Jesus and so on and so forth. Then you find him in the book of Acts where he had a shadow. They were pulling people out, you see. So that means that at this point over here, when he was denying Jesus, he had a lot of struggles and a lot of battles about the Jews and so on and so forth. But later on, as he goes through the school of Holy Ghost, he gets to a place where his shadow is touching people. The anointing is on his shadow. The presence of God is on his shadow. And they're pulling people out in the street, and people are being healed. We have to go through a process. And the reason for it is we get born of the Spirit, and our minds ain't born again. Our flesh is not born again. So we got to renew our minds, and we got to be taught by the Spirit of God and reading the Word of God and so on and so forth. So there's 5 areas that Jesus said, these signs will follow. And he's always working with us. So it's not really us that's doing it. It says these signs will follow those who believe. And so he's with us. His Spirit is with us, confirming the Word of God. And so every day he wants to confirm the Word of God in our lives. Amen? But he confirms it as we are speaking the Word of God, as we release our faith and believe what Jesus says. And we all struggle with miracles, and we all struggle with tongues. Not all of us here, but many, many people do. That's why we have different denominations, because they struggle with something in the Bible. I was saying Friday, I studied 5 denominations this past week, and every one of them had trouble with Jesus. So they made up their own way how to get to God. Some denominations said there's many different ways of getting to God. Well, not the God we're talking about. And so they all had a trouble. They all have a problem with Jesus, and so they kind of replaced Jesus. You know, they get he's a small Jesus. Or, well, he was a good man, and so on and so forth. That was 5 denominations that I studied. And I'm not going to read the denominations to you. And I'm not here to preach against denominations, but I'm saying we here in this church and other churches who are the body of Christ must believe in what Jesus said, must release our faith in what Jesus said. If you ever want to go somewhere scripturally, or you want to be in the fivefold ministry, or your call is wherever it may be, you got to believe in what Jesus says. You got to release your faith. Romans 12, it says we've all been given a measure of faith, and that faith is to believe, be used to believe in what Jesus said. Amen? And even though it was Paul talking, it was by the same Spirit. It was by the Spirit of Christ. And he was teaching Paul. And Paul said, I got all the revelation I got from, not from man, but from Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're going to look at the five things that Jesus said that we could do, or signs would follow. Number one, in 16, verse 17, these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. See, I think a lot of people sometimes don't even get this experience by casting out demons. But Jesus said you can cast out demons. This sign will follow you. You'll cast out demons. And there's many, many people who are in struggles today. Maybe they were sexually abused. Maybe they were beat by dad or so on and so forth. And they have these dots in their minds. In other words, they're thoughts of Satan in people's minds. And he said, you can cast that thought out. Or somebody can be possessed, which would not be a Christian, and you can cast that demon out. Why? Because Jesus said you can do the same and even greater. And so Jesus said this, you can cast out demons, and he will be with us, confirming that with the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and we should be able to set the oppressed and the captives free by casting out demons, if it's a demon that's causing the problem. And, of course, the discernment of the Holy Spirit will be in your life working, whether it's a demon, whether it's a fleshly problem, whether it's the works of the flesh. You know, in Galatians it talks about the works of the flesh, and they're not very nice. We want to make sure we discern properly. And some people act like a demon, and they don't have a demon. They just act from the flesh. And so so he said here, number one, you can cast out demons. Turn, if you would, Jerry, to Luke 10. Luke 10, 19. He was talking about to the 70 that returned. But this authority has been given to us, and it says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents, scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, we all have the struggle with nothing will hurt you. I really believe if you grow spiritually and you get into spiritual battles for people's lives or casting out demons, I don't believe that demon can come upon you. I don't believe you can ever be hurt. Why? I must make a choice because Jesus said it. I may not quite agree. I may have some problems in that area. But nevertheless, the final thing is, because if you think you can be hurt, when you go to cast out a demon or get involved in that spirit realm, you may get hurt because you don't believe that Jesus said you won't be hurt. So your faith has got to be in, Jesus said, nothing can hurt you. Why? Because he's with us. He's working with us. He's confirming the word of God. Amen? So that's number one. He's saying you can cast out devils. And there's a lot of devils going around today. I mean, they're in Washington, D.C. They're in some people's pocketbooks. They're in some people's lives and so on and so forth. They're really trying to destroy people. See, if you don't, if you haven't spent a lot of time in the word of God, you really don't know if there's a spirit realm over there. You really don't know if there is demons. But if you've been around like I have, and it doesn't mean I've arrived and you have not, but if you go down to the state hospital, if you go to the prisons, if you go to the jails, if you just go to New York where they're all out there demonstrating and all kinds of different things and everything else, you'll see all kinds of demons. Not that those people don't have a right to say something, because they do. But the point I'm trying to make is there's a real satanic force out there that's trying to destroy us, that's trying to kill us, that's trying to take our health. He's trying to destroy our finances, you see. And I was telling someone this morning that many places in the Scripture, in the New Testament, the devils or demons would say, I know who you are. You are the Son of God. Well, now we have a physical body that came through the Holy Ghost through Mary. But yet they knew that he was the Son of God. Guess what? They know your sons and daughters. They really do. And to get beyond that and try to explain that, I'm not going to. Other than they know who you are. And they're going to do everything they can to try to stop you from walking in the authority, walking in the power, placing your faith in what Jesus said. They'll do everything they can. They'll get you occupied about a bad foot or a bad marriage or whatever it may be. So God wants us to understand today that if he says you can cast out demons, you see, one more time here, you can cast out demons, and he gives us the authority here. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents, the scorpions. In other words, you can beat them down over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And so a lot of people have problems with this. So listen, Jesus said nothing can hurt you. That demon that's in that person, or that thought that's in that person, that sickness that's in that person, whether it's AIDS or whatever it may be, cannot hurt you. If you're willing to believe what Jesus said, if you'll place your faith in what Jesus said, nothing can hurt you. And all of us have got to grow to a place. I mean, I've had experience with demons and so on and so forth. I've seen them in dreams. God has let me see them in dreams. And I've seen them live like this right here and so on and so forth. It's not something that happens every day. But when it happens, you can't turn around and say, feet, do your stuff. Because the flesh, when you see a demon or the activity of demons, it does something to your flesh. But you've got to remember that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. So that's the reason why it's important to have faith in what Jesus said. And to build that into you, to renew your mind. You see, you may have a thought from Satan. He may speak something in your mind. But you come back and say, Jesus said. You're no good. You'll never have nothing. You remember what dad did, remember what, and so on and so forth. No, you're not going to receive that thought. Because you receive that thought, what happens is, that's where he tempts you in that thought. He tries to get you to believe you have a desire to entertain that thought, and that's where he tempts you. So he gets you to rerun the whole old film again. You see what I'm trying to say? Does that make sense to you? And so when you understand demon activity, you'll be getting freer and freer on a daily basis. He's a great one that wants to remind us. You see, so nothing can hurt you. Say, nothing can hurt me. Because Jesus said. Okay. Hallelujah. John 14:12. If you'll turn there, Jerry, please. Hallelujah. John 14:12. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. So Jesus said, you can do these works and even greater. Amen? So I'm going to believe in what Jesus said. Right now, he also said in the Bible that he overcame the world. So if we'll learn to walk in the kingdom and stay out of the world system... There's some places you have to go to grocery stores and all that stuff, and I'm not talking about that. But if you'll stay out of the world system, not let them dictate to you, let the kingdom dictate to you, because Jesus said, I've overcome the world. In other words, he's defeated the world. He's defeated the God of this world, which is Satan. So he's placed you and I in the kingdom, and the kingdom is within us. Amen? Hallelujah. Most assuredly, I say to you, this is Jesus saying this now, he who believes in me... So you got to believe in him, so he gives you a measure of faith so that you can believe in him. The works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. So he's saying you can do the same thing. You can cast out devils. You can cast out devils. You can cause thoughts that come into your mind by the enemy, by holding up the shield of faith. You can remove that thought in the name of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus said so. Amen? That's why we can do it, because he said we can. Hallelujah. And we're born again with the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we speak in the authority of that name, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Bible, I said Friday, there's many times that the term is used in that name, that great name, the Lord Jesus. In other words, the Lord is before Jesus, because you got to tell demons that he's Lord over everybody. And if you just say Jesus, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying it for that reason. But there's sometimes you got to say in the name, the powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever situation you're dealing with. See, we don't lord over nothing, but he's lord over everything. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The second, and number two, he says that you'll speak with new tongues. And that's Mark 16, verse 17. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go back there. 16, verse 17. These signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. So praying in tongues is very, very important to Jesus. We were singing in the Spirit here Friday night, and it was very beautiful and everything else. Everybody was joining in and singing in the Spirit. And that's the true worshiping of God in the Spirit, when you sing in the Spirit, when you sing in tongues. That's when he said, you'll worship me in truth and in spirit. That's what he's talking about, singing in tongues, and so on and so forth. And I'm telling you, saints, that really blesses God. That's the true worship of spirit, is singing in tongues. There's different kinds of tongues, but there's a true worship of worshiping God. God says that there is a time coming when the true worshipers will worship me in spirit. Amen? Well, praying and singing in tongues, that language that we sing, we all join together. It sounds like heaven, and it is heaven. He said that you can do. You can speak in new tongue. You'll speak in new tongues. And so I received the gift of speaking in tongues way, way back when. I can remember I had a Baptist pastor who led me and Betty to Jesus, and he was, and I was asking him about that, and he had some kind of what he thought it meant and so on and so forth. But I really desired that, and I went after that, and I was sitting in my kitchen one day, and all of a sudden it just came out of me. I ran the bedroom, put a machine on, and I spoke into the machine, then played it back, and I said, "Is that it?" Didn't understand what I was saying and so on and so forth. My mother came over to visit us, and I said to my mother, I received the gift of baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. And she said, "Let me hear it." Now, listen now. She's not saved. So I bring the machine out, and I turn it on. She says, "That's it." I said to myself, that's rather strange. She belongs to this really strange denomination. Well, at that point, I led her to Jesus, and she got hooked up with the right one and so on and so forth. But praise God. Hallelujah. Then when she said, "That's tongues," I said, "Okay, and I can listen now. You got the right spirit. You don't have the spirit of error no more." Hallelujah. And then eventually she got it. She received it. My wife, I had this tape one time I played. It was about a woman called the healing Jesus. How'd that go? The Jesus girl. And the reason why they called her that, because she volunteered. She went in the hospital. There was five of them that had cancer of the brain. And they drilled 13 holes in her head, all five of them. The other four died, and they kept wheeling her into the psychiatrist's office, and he was trying to help her to receive and accept death. And she said, "No, Jesus promised to heal me." Well, during that time in the hospital, make a long story short, she lost her breasts. She had diabetes. She was down to almost nothing. And they brought her home, and they put her on the sun porch, and he was a Baptist. The husband was a Baptist. And she said, "I want you to call the husband said, "I'm going to call Catherine Kuhlman." Well, that time was in Pittsburgh and so on and so forth. They bring her there, and she points and says, "Bring that lady to me right up there on the cot there, the gurney or whatever it was." And Jesus just healed her. Well, she comes down, and she meets Truth, which is Catherine Kuhlman. She went out in the Spirit. Well, maybe a week later, her breast came back. The holes in her head closed up. She ran to the hospital where they said she was going to die and everything else. The other four had died. The doctor saw her coming, and they ran. She chased him in the elevator. She said, "Look!" Well, to hear that testimony is very powerful. I had received the gift of tongues, and my wife said, "Do you hear things going on in your head?" And I said, "Yeah, well, I used to leave my house and go to this little Baptist church in the basement and pray every day, 7 days a week." And so she went down the end of the hall, another room, and she played this, and I left and came back. When I came back a couple hours later, I knew she had received it, but she started singing in tongues. So we both spiritually started to grow because we accepted what Jesus said. She was singing in tongues, and of course she did that. She also speaks in tongues, but she can really, really sing in tongues, and really, really worshiping God in that thing. So Jesus said, "They will speak with new tongues." Amen. Acts 2:4. Acts 2:4. Praise God. "And they're all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." So when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit. He wants you to have faith in what Jesus said, that you can speak in tongues. Now, there's a tongue that you speak in. It's in private, in your own home, in your own prayer closet. There's a tongue that you speak in church, and there's an interpretation. Everybody won't speak a tongue in public like that. Maybe it's just to build up your most holy faith. The Bible says when you pray in the Spirit, you're speaking tongues, you build up your most holy faith. And so you may, but everybody can have a tongue to worship God in your own prayer closet and speak in tongues, and the Holy Spirit's praying on your behalf according to God's will, and so on and so forth. There is tongues that sing in the Spirit. I often tell the story. I was down in Aguilar, and Mark was down there with me, and I took my leg off, and I sat in a chair, and I started speaking in tongues, and this lady came up. I'm just rushing along here. And the lady was walking back and forth. I said, "Can I help you?" She said, "You just called me up here." She was an Apache, and she heard in her language. And she came up to get prayer, and so on and so forth. So Jesus said the believer will speak in tongues, and there's a reason for it. Not only to build up your most holy faith, but to be obedient and speak a language that Satan can't understand. The devil cannot understand it. So Jesus said the believer will speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Turn, if you would, Jerry, to Acts 10, 44, 40 to 48. And Peter was still speaking, verse 44, still speaking these words, and the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. And those of the circumcision who believed was astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles. That's you and I. So it wasn't just for the Jews. See, Jesus said the believer, and that believer can mean Gentiles, Jews, African, Oriental, whatever it may be, you see, if you're a believer, you can speak in tongues. And so I'm not going to go through all the other things about tongues, just believing that Jesus said we can speak in tongues, so I can speak in tongues. So I'm not going to listen to my head. I'm not going to deny tongues. I'm going to have my faith in Jesus, because Jesus said the believer can speak in tongues. And so I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit, or ask Jesus to baptize me in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. If you haven't got it, that's what you ought to be doing. Or if you do have it and you haven't been doing it very often, you ought to be doing it every day. You ought to be praying God every day, speaking in tongues every day in your prayer closet. If you want to do it in private, in your home, or wherever you do it, you need to pray in tongues. I do more praying in tongues than I do in English. You know why? When you get in the flesh, you know what you do? God, I need some money. God, I need a car. God, I need this, I need that. And it's always for the flesh. But when you pray in tongues, the Holy Ghost, and that doesn't mean the Holy Ghost wouldn't pray and ask God to release the blessings upon you of the promises in Jesus Christ, but when the Holy Spirit's praying, He's praying according to God's will. And your flesh. Now, that doesn't mean that God don't hear your prayers when you pray in English, because He does. Amen? So number two, tongues, the believer will speak in tongues. Number three, if he takes up serpents, you see, nothing will harm him. Hallelujah. What does that mean? You remember in the book of Acts, in Acts 28, 1 to 5, where a viper fastened itself to Paul's hand and it didn't kill him? The point I'm trying to make here is, like Peter, Paul had to grow into this. And when he gets on this island, you see, he's been in jail. He's done all kinds of things. He's healed people and everything else. Now he's spiritually grown. And when this snake grabbed his hand and hung onto his hand, he just shook it off. But I guarantee you, if that had happened years before, he wouldn't have shook it off. He wouldn't have went screaming to God. So we grow spiritually. Jesus said, that poison won't hurt you. So if the enemy's or a snake's trying to bite you, or a spider's trying to bite you, my wife and I lived in a certain place one time, and she went upstairs and put her shoes on, came running downstairs screaming. There was a scorpion in her shoe, and it stung her toe. And I grabbed that toe, man, and I started yelling in the name of Jesus, and it left. But had I not, I mean, they say it's very painful. She would know. I didn't know. It didn't bite me. But we grabbed that toe. So we've had experiences like Paul. I used to have blood poison in my leg. I have an artificial leg, and I used to get blood poison and preach that way. And I had red lines up and down my leg and everything else. And the minute I start preaching, the pain went away. The minute I start preaching, the pain came back. You figure that one out. The anointing will break the yoke. The anointing does strange things to our physical bodies. It's good things, but strange things. So you can take up serpents, and they won't harm you. I mean, you can grow spiritually into a place where if you were digging around the wood, a snake bit you, a spider bit you, or something bit you, or you know, they have seasons now where if mosquitoes bite you, there's some kind of disease they carry now, and we get the flu bug now, and so on and so forth. I believe that we can get into a place where no flu bug can. Now, I'm not saying don't take a shot. I'm not saying that. You may not be there, but you can find in the Bible where people grew into a place, and after they got there, like Paul and like Peter, you see, they didn't have those, they were, the power of God, the glory of God rested upon them. The anointing of the Spirit of God came flowing out of them. Jesus said, it won't hurt you. In Psalms 91:10, no evil befall you. Any plague will not come near you. Your dwelling will hurt you. See, I think we think up front right away, but I'm telling you, you can grow into this place. Jesus said it won't hurt you. And so we're going to have faith in Jesus, and we're going to believe and renew our minds. We're not going to go out there and get a rattlesnake and see if it bites you and see if you can, you know, see if it's not going to hurt you. You're not going to do that. But there'll be enough on this journey of life that there'll be enough accidental things that you may fall, step on a rusty nail, you may, whatever it may be. But I'm telling you, saints, it won't hurt you. You can grow spiritually to a place because Jesus said, I'll be with you. You see, confirming the word. So the word should be on our lips, that we should be studying the word of God. Why? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we're not going to go out there and test poison snakes and so on and so forth. But what we're going to be assured is, if we have this relationship with Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and something happens to us, it will not harm us. Amen? Why? Say, Jesus said so. That's where our faith is. If I have a measure of faith, I'm going to place in what Jesus said. I'm not going to sit under somebody and say it's gone away. That tongues went away with the apostles. We all know they're not gifts of the apostles. They're gifts of the Holy Spirit. But everybody attaches. No, they left with the apostles. And so you don't want to sit under anybody because you want to grow. You want to get off of milk. You want to get on meat. You want to start confessing what Jesus said. If he said he overcame the world, that means he overcame every demon, every sickness, every disease, every snake, every poison, whatever. He overcame the world. And you and I should be walking in that victory. Amen? That doesn't mean we're there right now. But I've had, as I said, I've had blood poison in my leg. I've had all kinds of different things over the weeks and months and years since I've been saved, since I've been preaching. All kinds of different things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, you'll speak with new tongues. If you take up serpents like happened to Paul, you see, it won't hurt you. The whole thing is, I think we got some people on milk that like to run over in Africa or someplace and get bit by a snake to see if it works. I know a denomination, I studied them. Where it's a Pentecostal, they call themselves Pentecostal, and they got around rattlesnakes and so on and so forth. And it's just, there's a lot of craziness out there, saints. You got to study the Word of God, and you got to ask the Holy Spirit to give you light and revelation of what Jesus is speaking about, whatever he's speaking about. Amen? When he says you can cast out demons, those demons have a lot of sickness and disease and hurt and murder and so on and so forth. But you can cast them out. You can take authority over those demons. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number four, the same thing, immune from sickness. You know, in 2 Kings 4:4, Elijah purified the pot of stew. You remember that? That's why we pray over our meals. That's why we say grace. I can remember one time my brother was at the house, and one of the kids spoke up and said, are we going to say grace? And my brother, his name is Bill said, who's grace? I mean, I've gotten that guy's face 1,000 times. Who's Grace? I went, ugh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Immune from poison. Psalms 91 once again. And then number 5, you can heal the sick. Why? Because Jesus said so. Amen? And that's found in Mark 16, 18. Say, I have faith to receive his benefits. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Romans 10, 17. See, that's why I'm telling you, saints, if you'll just read what Jesus said, eventually, before you know it, it'll be in your mind, it'll be in your body, it'll be in your marriage, it'll be in your pocketbook, it'll be in your children, and so on and so forth. You'll become God-minded. And so I start with Matthew, and I go all the way through. And I don't read, I only read maybe a chapter a night. Sometimes 2 chapters, depends on where the anointing is, and so on and so forth. But I'm always getting something new out about what Jesus said and the teaching of Jesus. And I say to the Holy Spirit, I want to learn that. See, I'm hungry for Jesus, and I want to have my faith in what Jesus said, not in my reasoning. See, I can sit down with people, and we'll reason about miracles or reason about this, and they'll always come up with a reason. Well, Joe Blow, he loved the Lord down here, and he died, and he died, and so on and so forth. And you don't want to open your minds to that. You must have your faith in what Jesus said. Amen? And so if you can do the same, you can never find any disease or sickness or headaches or bladder problems or kidney problems or back problems on Jesus. You never heard him say, Peter, get me a couple of aspirin. I'm not coming against people who do that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you and I are growing spiritually, and there's nothing wrong with anybody who wanted to take one of those or do something like that, I'm just telling you that I believe that Jesus said you can grow spiritually where you won't depend on anything. He'll be your crutch in every area. Whether it be healing, whether it be whatever it may be. When I had MS, I had much pain in my body. I had no balance. I had double vision. I had all kinds of problems. It would take me 20 minutes to walk from here to that pew back there. And I was preaching with MS and preaching healing. No one knew it. And so when I kind of stumbled around, it was the MS, and people thought I was drunk in the spirit. I said, well, let them think that, Lord. I'll let them know later on when I get healed or something, so on. But it was very, very difficult to stand up and preach the word of God. But God would give me strength every time, that every time it was over, it would come back. And it would come back worse. I'm telling you, we need to believe in what Jesus said. Amen? Hallelujah. Turn to, if you would, Jerry, to John 7. John 7. We're going to go 37, 38, and 39. John 7, starting with verse 37. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. See, that's one of the things that's important about the name of Jesus. We need to drink of that. We need to thirst after what Jesus said, not our own reasoning and so on and so forth, not what other reports say, but thirst after what Jesus said, drinking what Jesus said. Some people don't even know half the things that Jesus has said. So you got to have a thirst after him. And that is, the Holy Spirit helps you thirst after Jesus. Hallelujah. In 38, he who believes in me, as the Scripture has said, very important, as Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. A great manifestation of the Holy Spirit in your life. Whatever you need at that moment, that river, that light, that manifestation of the Holy Spirit will be there to meet that devil, that sickness, that disease, that financial problem. You see, the Holy Spirit wants to teach us how to overcome the world, how to walk in the kingdom realm. And it flows out of us. It brings up the knowledge of Jesus, the wisdom of Jesus. You see, he wants us to be able to overtake all of that stuff that's in the world. He wants us to experience Him. God loves us so much, He wants to share His miracle power with us. He wants to share His love with us. He wants to share His forgiveness with us. He wants to share His grace with us. He wants to share all the promises in Jesus Christ, which He gave. He wants to share that with us. But He's not going to do it through our reasoning. He's going to do it through His Spirit that's in us. Amen? So anything you want to know, see, I'm always asking the Holy Spirit when I read the Word of God, when I go in my prayer closet. When I was in my prayer closet this morning, I said, I'm not going to read the Word of God to get a message. I'm going to read the Word of God to have fellowship with Jesus. But I want you to help me, Holy Spirit. What am I going to say this morning? And He always comes with a word. He has never failed. Now, my flesh gets excited and gets nervous because you're getting close to having to go in and get ready and so on and so forth, and you ain't got nothing. You can't read the Bible in what sounds good to your mind. You got to let the Holy Spirit, because it's not about me. It's about me coming here and ministering to you. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You'll be surprised how many people sitting here do more reasoning with their mind and don't have an awful lot of faith in what Jesus said. Or if it kind of crosses you and makes you feel, we can almost hear ourselves saying, well, that it doesn't mean that. Have you ever had anybody ask you to read a passage in the Bible? And you read it? And they'll say, and you read it out loud to them? And they say, it don't mean that. Hallelujah. So in verse 38 again, he who believes in me, as Scripture has said. So as Jesus has said, as Scripture says, as Scripture unfolds what Jesus said, this is how you got to believe. Are you listening? Amen. Hallelujah. He who believes in me, as Scripture has said, as Jesus has said in Scripture, in the Word of God. That's where we get our belief system from. As Scripture has said, as Jesus says in Scripture. Amen? Hallelujah. Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. I really worked at getting the flow of the Holy Spirit into my physical body when I had MS. This is not easy, saints. Anything that I'm saying up here, it's not like you just boop, boop, and it'll happen. It's not that way. You find that Paul had to grow, Peter had to grow, the apostles had to grow. Even Jesus, the Bible says, grew in knowledge and favor with man and with God. Amen? Hallelujah. So when you first get saved and you read this type of stuff, you think, well, I'm just going to go out and do that. Well, I tried it. God was honoring his word, but I was getting my butt kicked all over the place. And the first thing I thought of, I'm not called. Else this wouldn't be happening. Amen? Have you ever thought of that? You get in a little war and a little battle? I'm not called. This wouldn't be happening to me. Yes, it would. It said, build on the prophets and apostles, but Christ being the chief cornerstone. Well, you know, Elijah, there was some bad soup, and everybody was dying, getting sick. And he said, bring me some of that powder, that flour, I guess he said. And he put that in there by faith, and it healed that soup or that stew or whatever it was. Do you know you can put your hand on food or put your hand on things, and you've grown to a place where the rivers of living water, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, will flow right into people's lives? See, if you came where I came from, and some of you have been through as much, if not more, probably, but if you come out of a background of booze and drugs and MS and all them type of things and so on and so forth, and see yourself completely set free, that'll make you believe in a God. That'll make you believe in what Jesus said. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Mark 9:23. Jerry? Mark 9:23? Jesus said to him, say, Jesus said to me, if you can believe, all things are possible to them who believe. All things. What a blank check he's given us. All things. But you see, well, but I don't know about... Let me go over there a minute. I'm not over there. We'll be there in a second. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And Jesus said, if you can believe. Well, how are we going to believe? As the Word presents what Jesus said to us, that's how we believe. That's what we're going to train our renewed minds with. You see, as the Word presents itself, Jesus said here, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to them who believe. Now, some people have to have help with their belief. I have to have help at times by the Holy Spirit. Amen? But all things are possible. Now, I mean, I'm talking all things. I don't care if somebody is sitting with you and you're trying to lead to Jesus, they don't understand English. I'm telling you, you can lead them to Jesus. I was called to a hospital one time, and a guy was, they said he was brain dead, and they were feeding him through a tube. He, young man, 25 years old, and they were feeding him through a tube into his stomach and so on and so forth. And I went down there, and I whispered in his ear, and I said, I want you to blink twice if you can hear me. And he blinked twice, and I told him, I said, I'm going to present Jesus Christ to you. And he accepted Jesus by blinking his eyes. And the lady came in, the nurse came in and said, did he say anything? I said, no, I didn't say nothing. She didn't ask me, but he blinked. I just said, did he say anything? I said, no, I didn't say nothing. She wouldn't have understood anyway. And that person got healed, came out of the hospital, 3 months later, fell back in, got another automobile accident, and died. But his spirit was saved. Just by going down there and believing that if I whisper in his ear, and they said he was brain, he couldn't blink, he couldn't do anything, so on and so forth. Me and Betty have seen all kinds of stuff like this. It'll make you a believer. It'll make you to believe what Jesus said is true. Amen? So when we approach a situation, I've approached people who weighed 60 pounds eaten up with cancer. And I don't go in there and say, uh-oh, they're all done. I was called to the hospital just several months ago, and there was a lady who used to come to church, and I hadn't seen her for a year, and she was in the hospital dying. When I walked in, you see, I didn't go in and say, oh, because when I prayed for her, she died 3 hours later from cancer. I didn't think it was 3 hours. Maybe it was 2 hours later. But that didn't deter me. I was called by somebody in the Air Force Academy to go to a hospital to pray for his wife. And I went down there, and I walked into the room, and I said to him, I said, Tony, that was his name, I said, she ain't here. Well, yeah, she's right there. I said, no, she's not here. Her spirit's not here. The doctor came in the room 10 minutes later and said, Tony, she's not here, saying you ought to disconnect all the stuff and everything else. And they did. 3 minutes, she was gone. Her body was gone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I just accept that he's Lord. He's Savior. I can tell you about miracles, and I can tell you about people. I prayed for a lady one time. She was blind, and God grew her leg out 2 or 3 inches right in front of everybody. Everybody saw it, and her eyes were never touched. I'll tell you one thing. That'll get you into a little sobbing thing. What kind of God is this, man? She's blind. That same lady called me to the hospital a year and a half later. She was in the hospital. I walked in the room. She said, don't you pray for my healing. I'm starting my journey. She wanted to go home. That same lady. Her leg was still grown out and her eyes were still blind. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What is that all about? I have no idea. You'll have to talk to God. And I'm not going to stand up here and explain this away, explain that away. I just keep on praying for people. I know what God did with my mind, what God did with my emotions, what God did with my marriage, what God did with my physical body, what God did with my finances, and so on and so forth over the weeks and months and years. I know I have grown to a place where I'm not afraid of spider bites, and I'm not going to stick my hand in a spider and say, "Hey, check me out." But I've seen my wife stung with that thing, that scorpion and everything else, and I've seen my wife have a report that, unbelievable report. She shouldn't even be sitting here, and God healed her. And I honestly believe this. I can't prove this. I honestly believe this, that wives sometimes take on things that should be on the husband. I really believe that. And I'd go in my prayer closet. I was in my prayer closet when she had this really, really bad thing going on in her. And all the reports were really, really bad. And I was in my prayer closet, and Betty was in the living room, and I come running out, and I said, "Stand up! Open your mouth!" And I blew into her mouth. I turned around, went back in my office. That moment on, the report got better, got better, got better. And 2 weeks ago, she was called a miracle lady. And Betty, as she always says, she's very polite and nice, and she says, "Thank you, doctor." And he said, "No, don't thank me." He went, "Thank him." Because all the reports when she got to the specialist, it wasn't good. I mean, Betty came out, she was crying, and she came out and asked the doctor, "Can I die of this?" He says, "Absolutely." That was his report. The report started changing thereafter. We can accept reports, or we can believe what Jesus said. Amen? Hallelujah. So we have seen all kinds of different things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know. I'm going to repeat this one more time. When Jesus was taken out, and it has very little to do with this. When Jesus was taken out in the desert by the Holy Ghost to be tempted, the reason why he didn't fall, he had no desires in those areas. Saints, if you can learn this, I got this revelation from somebody, a preacher I'm talking about, it just exploded in me. If you have a desire to look at things on the computer or something like that, that's where he'll tempt you, Satan. You got to destroy those desires, you see. You got to get the mind of Christ in, and you can, all things are possible. You can get that thought out of your mind, because all things are possible to those who believe. All things are possible with God. All things are possible with the Holy Ghost that's in you. Rivers of living water will flow through you. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we are blessed people. We are blessed, blessed, blessed people. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Let's just worship him now a little bit here. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. You know something? I don't know why God's... Have you got Gordon Jensen songs up? Play number 11. Not black, it's that colored one. I don't know why I'm playing this. But I want you to listen to it. I usually play the other ones. This is a whole different voice than everything else. Oh, Mike Atkins? Oh, you mean the other thing? Yeah, Mike Atkins, yeah. Someone said, who said that? Yeah. Yoo-hoo. Hi. What? No, I'm talking to someone else out here, Jeff. Listen, me and my wife are on the radio 5 days a week, live. Not now, back some time ago. And we used to play this song. Listen to it. You know, some people have been beat, have been cut, have been molested, abused in life's journey. And that song we used to play, we used to get all kinds of calls to get, and we'd pray for them and so on and so forth. If there's anybody in here, it's time to have your season. Amen? If there's anything in your life, it's time that God wants to give you your season. He wants you to come out of that. You've been up against that and up against this. Maybe it's financial problems. Maybe it's abuse. And God wants you free. God is saying this morning, I want you to start your new journey. I want to teach you how to put on the new man. I want to teach you how to renew your mind. I want to teach you how you can have faith in what I say. Not only what I'm saying now by the Holy Spirit, but what he says in his word, that you're special, that you're something else, that you're above your flesh because you're born of the Spirit. God wants you to know today there's something special for you. Something special for you. And if you don't think you're special, then you're actually being disobedient to God because God thinks you're special. Amen? Hallelujah. Everybody in here is special, but all of us have had a journey. I've had my journey. You see, you've had your journey. And God says he don't want you to run the old film. Tears are a language. Some people weep by themselves, but God sees it. Whether you're in your room or whether you're driving your automobile and tears come to your eyes because of remembrance of something, God sees that. God sees all things. And so I believe that God wants to stir up the gift in you, the gift of the Holy Spirit today, to the laying on of hands. And so that's entirely up to you. You make the decision. Don't come up because I'm saying this, but come up because you truly want to take a new highway. You truly want to put on the new man. You truly want to find that God that's in you. You truly want him to manifest in your life so you can feel peace. You can feel laughter and joy in your life and don't run in the old film. Many times God moves upon me. I had to go through this, saints. I had very, very bad memories about a lot of things. My mind is free today. And my journey has not been easy. Your journey has not been easy. But he's with us. He sees us when we weep. He sees us when we hurt. He sees us when we're defeated. And all he wants us to do is believe in what he said. All he asks us to do is let the Holy Spirit flow through you. And if you pray, if you got the gift of tongues, pray in tongues. Worship him in tongues. Speak the word of God. Let faith come by hearing the word of God. Say things from the word of God that Jesus says that you can take into your heart and renew your mind with. It'll refresh you. It'll cleanse you. It'll heal you. See, God wants us healed spirit, soul, and body. Not just spirit, but spirit, soul, and body. He wants the emotions healed. He wants the mind healed. You know why? God's got a call on everybody's life. And if we're dragged into a place where we're living in yesterday, running the old film, we can't get out of there. He can't use you like that. Doesn't mean you're not saved. Doesn't mean he doesn't love you. But he can't use you like that. There's calls upon people's lives. And today, more than ever, we need people who are spirit-filled, charismatic, out there serving God. Amen? We really do, saints. Denominations are going down the tubes. Pastors are going down the tubes. There's all kinds of different things going on in the body of Christ. There's 4, 5, 6 denominations, and all they believe they have trouble with is Jesus. They have trouble with Jesus. You can say God all you want, but you start speaking about Jesus, you'll clean a house. But just because it upsets people doesn't mean we don't stop saying Jesus. Amen? So I'm not going to do anything this morning other than just give an invitation. This is what the Spirit of God is telling me. Listen, saints, it isn't me. But over the weeks and months and years, God set me free. And I still have battles because of the ministry I'm in. But God wants you free. If you have no peace, if you have no direction in your life, If you have thoughts in your mind about yesterday, if you have been beat, if you've been molested, if you've been abused, you say, if you've been divorced, and that's still hanging with you, whatever's gone on in your life, God today wants to take a hold of that. God wants to, when God said, let there be light, he can say, let there be light in your life. The same as that light came out in that supernatural power of God, light can come into your life. That's what you need. You need his love. You need his life. You need his grace. You need his peace. You need the Holy Spirit flowing through you like rivers of living water. Amen? It's not an easy world out there. Look at all the hurt people that are demonstrating. All those people have been either lost their homes and they're hurt and so on and so forth. Some of them are many of them are homeless. Some of them had something. Now they don't have nothing. It really does something to you. I don't care if you're a Christian or not. It'll do something to you. But if we can get people to encourage people to believe in what Jesus said and lay hands on people and pray for them and keep hanging in there with people. I don't care if someone comes 5 times, 10 times, 110 times. I've been in my prayer closet I don't know how many times, and eventually I received and got the manifestation of what I was praying about. It will come. God is faithful. It will come. Amen? Hallelujah. So if anybody wants prayer for anything, you don't say nothing to me. If you want prayer for anything, you're battling something within yourself and you got a good front on, oh, I'm just doing fine, and you're being eaten inside, your emotions are all destroyed, God sees that. He sees your tears. He sees your hurts. And guess what? When he wept over Jerusalem, he weeps along with you. What he's trying to do is to get you to respond to him. Not to your reasoning, but to him. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay. If anybody needs prayer for anything, then I want you to step out of the pew and come up here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come right in here, dear. Come right in here. Yeah. Open up here a little bit. No, I mean you guys. Make a little room between you there so you can. Yeah, come right in here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come right in here, saints. Let everybody get in here. Step up. Yeah, there you go. Hallelujah. Now, that's all I'm going to do is pray for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let him do a work in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you. Everybody raise their hands, close their eyes. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch him right now, Lord. Help him, Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, go right down to the emotions, all through his physical body, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord. Ooh, the presence of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, I touch her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus, do your work, Holy Spirit, in her life. Do your work in her life. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I touch her right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, in the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I touch you right now, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, oh, touch her, Lord. This is your daughter, Lord. This is a woman of God, Lord. Help her along the journey, Lord Jesus. Fill her with your love and your peace. She's worth plenty to you, Lord Jesus. She's worth plenty. So right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life right now, spirit, soul, and body. We release our faith in what you said, Jesus. Hallelujah.
the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Swept clean, Lord. Let this lady understand she's cleansed, Lord, by your blood. Cleansed by your blood. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and oh, thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
No.
Hallelujah. Hi. You snuck in here, huh? In the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Ooh, in the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Holy Ghost fall on her, Holy Ghost fall on her. Oh, in the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, as I touch Matthew right now. I touch his wife and I touch him right now, Lord. All things are possible if we believe, Lord. We believe in your touch. We believe in your name, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hi. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hi. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just give him a clap offering for his love. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What put you in the chair, brother? No, I said, what put you there? What's going on? Oh, do you? Have you been here before? First time. How long you have had MS? Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. Spinal taps and all that stuff. Yeah. All the brain things and everything else. You got spots in your brain? Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a report we're not going to believe, right?
Nah, keep going.
Yeah, you can't. What do you do? Are you working anywhere? Or? Oh, do you? Wow. Oh, okay. You're from New York?
Yeah.
What part of New York?
Manhattan.
Oh. Wow. Are you wealthy?
Wealthy.
A lot of people in Manhattan are wealthy.
I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Praise. You are in a way, though.
Coming rich in spirit.
There you go. What's your first name?
Michael.
Yes, sir. Oh, that's a good name. You know, there's a Michael in heaven. He's a great big angel. Yes. Did Michael come today? Oh, there you are. Hi, Michael. Michael? Meet Michael over there. No, he's not really. Okay. Yeah. I'm just kidding with him. Hallelujah. So are your legs really gone now? Or?
They're going to a degree, but, you know, I keep moving.
Yeah. Can you stand? Don't help him. Don't touch him. Don't help him. Oh, yeah.
I walked in here.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah, it's rough, but.
I know, brother. Raise your hands. Close your eyes. Father God, oh, let your tears flow all through this man, Lord. Let the anointing of your healing power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, destroying every bit of MS all through his spine right now and all through his legs in Jesus' name. We break every assignment of Satan in the name of Jesus, every principality and power. Nothing's going to control his life except the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit. We ask, Lord, that it flow all through him right now, Lord, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, all through his body, all through his legs right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that your love, your resurrection power, Lord, will touch this young man, Lord, and he'll see the day, Lord, where he walks for your glory, Lord, with your glory upon him, Lord, and his legs will be healed and his bowels will be healed and the spots we don't care about, Lord, you can work around them. We know that there's a mind of Christ and we know that he's in the kingdom, Lord, and we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for the wonderful healing power, Lord, that's flowing from me into him right now. You healed me, Lord Jesus. Heal my brother. Heal my brother, Lord Jesus. Heal him with your great love, Lord Jesus, as we touch him in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. You bet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, God healed me from MS and never grew my leg out. Someday I'm going to sit down and say, why, Jesus? But not now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is there any testimonies here? Yes, brother.
They checked me out, and they said, we see from a past picture of a colonoscopy you had a year ago, you've got some polyps in your system. And I said, oh, well, when they did a colonoscopy, they weren't that concerned. And he says, well, we don't like the looks of them. We're going to have them taken out. And she went and talked to her head doctor and came back, says, yep, got to have them. Said, okay, so it's all in your hands, Jesus. So I went through the prep and everything. Boy, I went in, I was clean as a Safeway chicken.
Hallelujah.
Went in there and checked me all out, and they put me out completely, and came back later and says, we can't find nothing.
Wow, wow, yeah, praise God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Jerry back way up there. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Last Sunday, after Pastor laid hands on me and prayed, when he had called up people who are suffering or facing blood pressure, and I felt something going out of me. And the following day, I did not take the tablet for blood pressure and checked it. I think I checked it on Tuesday. It was normal. I checked it again on Saturday. It was normal. I praise God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You're going to have a testimony, brother. Right here, Nancy. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord.
Well, I've been having a toothache for several times, but it's just amazing what God's been doing with me. It's like he's built more faith in me as I continue to have this tooth problem. I just put my finger up there and say, in Jesus' name, be gone, and it goes. So I've just been standing. Every time I come back, I just rebuke the symptoms, and
praise
it's totally
God.
Going away.
Amen.
Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
The Lord. Praise your Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody else? This is your chance to get the microphone. Pastor Mayo has it all the time. This is your chance. Yes, you bet.
I just want to testify to God's goodness. Last year, I was crossing a busy street, and I got hit by a van and thrown approximately 50 feet.
Wow.
And I was lying there, and people would call the ambulance and stuff, and I was just thinking, like, the ambulance is not here. They can't even help me yet. I mean, if I'm crippled or whatever. So I tried to get up, and I was in severe pain. I couldn't get up. I just wound up rolling over a couple times. And I just lay there looking up, and it was, like, raining, and I was, like, just declaring over myself, by Christ's stripes I was healed, and I said that three times, and I was just flooded with peace. And by the time the ambulance came and took me to the hospital, I was just sure I was fine. And they didn't find any injuries, either external or internal.
Wow. So. Praise God. Wow. What? What hit you? What hit you, a truck or a car?
It was a commercial van.
Wow. And threw you 50 feet. My. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Praise God. Anybody else? We missing anybody? Anybody?
Is nobody else? I have one. Oh, she has one. Marilyn has one.
Yes.
I just want to tell everyone what a blessing this church has been to us. Our friend Alois told us about it, and we love coming here, and we're learning things, and I've been in church all my life that I've never learned the things that you're teaching us.
Well, praise God.
I want to bless you and Miss Betty.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
God bless you, dear. God bless you. You bet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus, I'm the clay, and he's molded me into where I've come out to be, even though some people say, gee, I think he missed that spot over there. But nevertheless, he's, yeah, amen, hallelujah. God calls me a rascal, so that's a true story. I was in praying one time, and it got very quiet, and I shut up and wasn't praying nothing. He said, you're a rascal, and I went out of the room. I said, Betty, am I a rascal? She just kind of rolled her eyes and went, Hallelujah. Well, anybody else?
I have one.
Oh, yes.
Wow. I don't know how they're going to say this because Leslie is aware about my family. When Pastor said we today about come forward about abuse, so I just focus and on that. I come from a really aggressive family. I mean, aggressive that once they sent me with my marked legs and short pants and my uniform to school, third grade, just to give me a lesson after the beating. Two different occasions in 10 years, I don't even know. My two parents, I have their hands in my neck. My mother, my father, in two different occasions, one and one. When Pastor was praying for me, I saw that image again right in front of me, my father, my mother, those different rooms, those different occasions. And suddenly the faces start to, like a smoke, to disappear. That remembrance, I don't think it will be erased by not being haunting me. That being haunted me for more than 20 years or something like that. So I want to share that.
God bless you, Randall. Thank you very much. Thank you, Randall. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Some people actually see it go, and some people tomorrow morning they'll kind of get up and say, that heaviness has been with you all your life or something like that. It'll be gone. If you just expect it. Just expect that God touched you today. Amen. Did you want to back here, Randall? Back, way back.
Check, check.
Who is it?
Right, wait, way
oh,
in the back.
Sister. Sorry.
Hello, everybody. I'm not a very good spokesman, but I just want to share with everybody that me and my family have been coming to this church for a long time, and it's very blessed, and we always bless our pastor and his wife and their family. And we thank you for praying for our other two children, Kylie and Evan. And I just want to say thank you, and God bless all you, because this church is very special. And it is so special that this is where we need to be. And if everybody could reach out to one another and love each other and really have the compassion for every individual in this world, we would be at a better place. And one day we will be. But the other day, I just want to make a little testimony. My husband, he's a wonderful man, and he's a man from God. And, you know, he just all of a sudden collapsed and fell on the floor and went into just, I think it was a seizure. I don't know what happened, but I sat next to him and I said, it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. And sure enough, just called the ambulance, just did protocol. And, you know, they came, took him. And Chad was in there and they did a CAT scan, of course, and everything came out clear. Everything was totally fine. And my husband's like, that's right, Natalie, I don't have to go back. He says, I know I'm fine. And I said, you're right, you are fine. And I just wanted to say thank you and to all you guys for praying for my family. And God bless all of you. And that's all I really want to say.
God bless you there. Thank you very much. Yes, you bet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Over here, man.
Mine is part of, you've heard, but when you said sometimes the healing hits the next morning, 14 years ago, David Woodward led me into tongues, and I prayed in tongues all that night. The next morning, I got up, and I realized the extreme gut-eating anger I'd had at my dad for raping me when I was a child, my mother for knowing and not stopping. It was gone. I can talk about it. I remember it happened, but it's like you read it in a book. It's totally healed.
Wow.
When I was
wow.
spirit-filled.
Praise God.
And it
God
was next
bless
morning.
You, Dave. Yeah, wow. Wow. You know, most of the stuff we go through, unless you walk in those shoes, you don't understand. I've never walked in shoes like that, nor my wife, and that's a you know, and to see God set someone free from that. I walked in other shoes, but not that particular one, or my wife, or anybody in my family. So I praise the Lord that he can take that kind of a situation and take it out of somebody that they can talk about it and as a testimony how God's brought it. Ain't that wonderful? Give the Lord a clap offering here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Was there anybody else? Hallelujah.
Well, I won't go into all the things that I've gotten to go through because it's a long list. But anyway, before we came here, I had started learning to stand on the word, speak the word, deny what my feelings were telling me. Not deny what was there, but deny what my emotions were telling me was the end result. But I hadn't learned to stop running the old film because I'd never been taught that before. And when we came here, one of the first teachings Pastor Elroy taught was quit playing the old film. And I never realized, but constantly on a daily basis, Satan was rerunning the old film. And I always felt defeated. I felt depressed. I felt oppressed. I kept standing. I kept warring. I kept taking authority. I kept speaking the word. But just the oppression and the depression is something I've fought my whole life. I was sexually abused as a little girl for years. And God had given me the grace to forgive who did it a long time ago. It's like you. It's just, I know it was there, but it hadn't tormented me in years. But the oppression and the depression was something I constantly fought. So when we started learning last year about quit allowing the old film to run, I really took that to heart and I started applying it. And it's really been a life-changing experience for me. Because I didn't know we were supposed to quit running the old film. I thought that was God purging the evil out of me. It was so twisted now looking back on it, but I didn't know it at the time. So that's really been a blessing to me.
Praise God. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, ain't this neat? Ain't you blessed, brother? Michael. No. He's always going to remember that, whether he comes back here, stays here, goes, or whatever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you for your testimonies. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your healing, Lord. We thank you for your tears. You weep along with us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can't get rid of the hurts, but you can as we turn it over to you. And we let us be the clay, and you just mold us, Lord, and take us out of yesterday, Lord, and bring us into tomorrow and put our hand to the plow so we won't look back. So we pray these things, but we always thank and praise and worship you, Lord, because you are faithful to your word, Lord Jesus. And we are going to learn to believe in what you said, Lord Jesus, in Scripture, and not what we're reasoning and not what the world is telling us, not what the old film is telling us, but what you said, Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you for that that testimony from your word, because that's the spirit of prophecy. Your testimony of Jesus, the spirit of prophecy. So we heard today from the spirit of prophecy, because it was about you, Lord Jesus, that your testimony. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, as we exalt and lift you up. And everybody said, amen. Amen.